The power of plants is a beautiful thing.
These critical compounds, their inflammation decreases, their fatigue reduces, their energy increases. If you don't have your health, what do you have?
You are a functional medicine doctor.
Join us as we blend modern and ancient wisdoms to be well now.
Phenols, flavonoids, and
antioxidants.
It's a pretty powerful trifecta there.
Oh, it's huge. It's really good, and so many health benefits. When people decide to start consuming foods that contain these critical compounds, then they'll realize that their soreness, their inflammation decreases, their fatigue reduces, their energy increases. It's pretty impactful to overall physiology.
You're Dr. Ron Dumar, a functional medicine doctor with a background in Chinese medicine and many other things.
Yeah, well, we do a lot of things here in the clinic, for sure.
And I'm Nick, the curious patient, and I talk to you a lot about, you know, being sore and how can I be less sore after a run or a workout. And, you know, you're saying let's understand some of these compounds in plants, how you can incorporate them into your diet, how they can help. So I wonder if we could just start with these compounds. Like, you say they can reduce oxidative stress and reduce inflammation, support cellular function. I guess flavonoids is a good place to start.
Yeah, we can start with flavonoids. Absolutely. So the thing about flavonoids is they're found in like fruits, vegetables, naturally occurring, you know, your plants that you actually pick out of the ground. It's interesting because oftentimes we refer to food or pass me some of that and it's a box or a bag. And we have to be careful because that's not necessarily a food. It's a food product. So products are found in boxes and bags. Flavonoids, phenols, antioxidants are going to be found most readily and most bioavailable in the form of a naturally occurring, a picked fruit, plant, something that grows naturally in nature, right? So it's going to be a true food, not just a product. So that's an important thing for us to pay attention to.
Is honey count in there?
I love honey.
I was just thinking about honey the whole time. I'm like, man, I want some honey right now. It's so sweet and delicious.
Honey is good, man. I will give you honey. I'll give you an opportunity to utilize honey. Honey does actually have some really good antioxidant properties in it. And so, yeah, you can utilize honey to get some of these properties. And imagine how is it possible that the honey might be getting any of these properties, flavonoids, antioxidants, or phenols. One of the ways that it gets it is it visits all the plants. It's visiting all these plants and the buds, and it's getting the pollen, and it's moving and taking that back to produce the honey, right? So all of that basically gets built into the honey. An interesting thing about honey as well, now that you bring this up, is that everything in nature creates like it's a balance, right? So honey itself has oxidative properties and it has antioxidative properties. So part of it is the bees will actually make into the honey hydrogen peroxide. So we actually find little sources of hydrogen peroxide, which is partly what stabilizes honey and allows it to have a good shelf life for a long period of time. So it does not go bad as easily as other things might. So honey has a high shelf life because of the hydrogen peroxide that's built into it. But the hydrogen peroxide is a bit of an oxidative process. So it can break things down is what that means, which is interesting. So it has oxygen, hydrogen, it has hydrogen, it has oxygen. H2O2 is hydrogen peroxide. So if you have a free radical, or if you have oxygen or an O molecule moving around, that's what we call a free radical. And free radicals can cause damage to the vascular system, to the endothelium, to our vessels, and to our cells. In fact, when we exercise, it's a redox reaction. Like what we have happening is the process of breaking tissue down in the body when we exercise, when we work out. And so we need to be able to promote as much health and longevity as possible when we're going to do a workout. So we want to be consuming foods that are going to support that. And that those are these foods, foods with these phenols, antioxidants, and flavonoids.
Did we talk about flavonoids yet? Did we start there?
Yeah. So yes, exactly. Okay. So they do. They come from fruits and vegetables, and you can. Flavonoids have actually been shown in research to affect cognitive ability. So your focus, your memory, your concentration. They've also shown benefits to the heart.
Mm.
Okay.
So which ones? Which fruits?
So some of the fruit, berries are a really big place to get flavonoids. You also get antioxidants from your berries. Some of these are going to get phenols, flavonoids, and oxidants in each of them. Berries is a really, really good place to get all three of them.
Are grapes good for you?
Grapes are good for you, yes. So wine.
My kids love grapes.
Wine is another source itself, grapes, but wine is another source of flavonoids.
And then antioxidants. Heard of those before?
Yes, antioxidants is a big one. Antioxidants is really like the master free radical clearer. So the antioxidant, it's an oxidation. We talked about oxidative stress and how that can affect the cells of the body. So we have an antioxidant, which then has basically a compound in it that can bind to an oxidative free radical. So it will pull it out so it's not as nefarious to the body. So it doesn't cause as many mal effects. So essentially it will bind to it as an antioxidant and it clears that process out. Okay. So that's an antioxidant. It competes for the binding site and it will reduce our likelihood of feeling the results of oxidative stress. Now, oxidative stress is important for people to understand what this is. You might be wondering, Nick, what is oxidative stress?
Like, I'm wondering.
How do I even relate to that in life, right? So there is a process that occurs all around us called oxidation. And anyone who's driven a car in a wet climate or, you know, around a beach town or whatever knows that there's an affinity for rust to build up. Right? So that's an oxidative process. Rusting is oxidation. Okay. And this process actually occurs in our cells as well. So we literally, as you can say, the external environment is a symbol or an analogy for what happens and occurs internally. So we have an affinity to rust as well. So how do we care for that process? How do we prevent that rusting internally from occurring so that we don't have things getting all crickety and, you know, as things start to rust, do you imagine this broken down vehicle opening a door and it's rusty and you have to lubricate it? So these polyphenols, these antioxidants are what are going to fight against this rusting process.
That sounds amazing.
It's great.
So what am I supposed to eat?
So let's talk about...
How do I use it?
Let's talk about some things that are specific to each of them.
Okay.
So I wrote down a few of them. If you look at the phenols, let's talk about the phenols first. If you go for dark chocolate,
ooh,
clove, or flax. So dark chocolate, I figured was a good one. Everybody would love that. Now I chose these... I'm listing three in each of them. There's lots of plants that contain each of these, okay? But I'm choosing the ones that, from the research that we know, have some of the highest scores of them, the highest content, okay? And also, I'm trying to choose some as well that maybe tend to be a little more pertinent to the time of year. So clove is something that you might find in wassail or apple cider, right? So putting clove and apple cider and including that in a tea that you're going to make or a tea at home that you're making for yourself is a really good idea because it includes and provides phenols for you.
Okay.
Okay. And the next one, let's talk about flavonoids. You can get this from even onions.
Really?
Celery. and citrus fruits.
So onions are good for you?
Onions are good for you. Have you been told that they're bad? Is that what you're saying?
You know, there's certain people online who are just not super into a lot of vegetables.
Yeah, well, and there are certain people who are very down on nightshades.
Yeah, nightshades. Mm-hmm. I've heard that too, like peppers and tomatoes and...
Yep, and eggplant. And
yeah.
So people love to... And it's okay to look at the different compounds of plants and how they might affect physiology differently, right? There's nothing wrong with that. But what we're looking at today, ultimately, is... How do we maximize the beneficent impact towards our body, and what foods do we want to include? So if you happen to be against onions, then maybe try celery.
Okay. Well, people, I want to make some soup, man. It's about that time of year.
It's like celery juice is a big thing. Yeah. You know, people love doing celery juice.
Do you think is that healthy, celery juice?
It is a very healthy thing to do. It helps with the liver. It helps with your blood. It helps in a lot of areas. It has a lot of silica in it. It has a lot of silica, so it helps with digestion too. It's a really good kind of clearing and detoxification process for your body to consume some celery juice. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to try it.
For sure.
Okay.
So antioxidants include berries, as we talked about before, kale, yep, and one of my personal favorites, pecans.
Mm.
So some nuts. I had to throw nuts in there too. So you can get antioxidants from so many sources, obviously grapes as well. People talk about wine, a little bit of red wine, as being a great source for antioxidants also. But I thought using these three, and these are higher, far higher amounts than even just the grapes or the red wine, is getting it from kale, pecans, and berries.
Kale's been getting a bad rap lately.
Kale has been getting a bad rap. And you know what? I think we've talked about this before. And maybe we haven't, but I'll mention it so that everybody else knows. If there's ever any food that seems to take a front seat in the industry, like you're feeling this food becomes faddish, right?
Like a fad.
Yeah. Like, remember when blueberries were super faddish? Everybody, like, there were so many different growers and producers. Everybody wanted to get on the blueberry chain, like, to produce them and grow them and supply them because, well, it's good money. You can jump into that. There are times when almonds have been really big.
Yep.
Right. Can you think of any others? A kale, right?
Kale.
These quote unquote superfoods that people call, oh, this is a superfood. And kale is one of those that went through a fad.
Yeah.
And it might be dipping away from that fad right now. So anytime you have a food of any sort, I would say even any product that's super faddish, you're going to have a lot of people wanting to jump in and to also make money on selling that product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the more people that jump in on it, the more opportunity there is for people to have a variety of different methods in producing it or growing it. So some might use certain pesticides that you really don't agree with. Some might use different growing processes, or they might do things that make it to where the plant is not as beneficial for you as possible. So what you want to really look for is, okay, what's the source? How long has this company that is producing this and providing this for me been providing this product? Or is this just a quick knockoff product that they're trying to provide for me? And what's the likelihood that I'm dealing with something that's a long proven tested product versus something that's just a quick knockoff? So I'd be always be careful with the faddish.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Pecans are delicious. You've been talking about those for a while.
My kids
love them too. My daughter does.
I love pecans. I think it's important for everyone to have a good source of nuts that they're consuming. I also think that you want to be aware of, with nuts in general, mold. So you want to make sure, again, with the supplier, with the source, the freshness. You want to be really careful because molds nuts can have a tendency to collect and carry mold.
So I guess, do you have any other tips on what I should be eating to be less sore or be less stressed?
So, yes. Are
there meals I should be cooking or?
I'll give you one. How about this? My favorite turmeric, my favorite tea is a little bit of lemon. We talked about this, honey and ginger, and then adding turmeric to that. So if you put lemon, honey, ginger, and add turmeric.
Like fresh turmeric?
You can grind it. You can grate it.
Okay.
Grated turmeric. Or if you just have powder, you can sprinkle the powder in a tea. But do that tea, and you drink that 2 to 4 times a week, and you'll notice that your soreness decreases.
Really?
Significantly. Yep.
So ginger, how much ginger, how much turmeric?
So I usually go by the thumb size. So from my last knuckle to the end of my thumb, I do about that size of each of them, ginger and turmeric, and I grate it really finely into a pan, squeeze a lemon, a half a lemon usually. Usually I'll do a half a lemon as I'll squeeze in there. Depends on how big a pot I'm making. I have lots of children.
Yeah.
So if I'm making a big pot, I'll do a full lemon. And then honey, raw, organic, local honey. So lemon, ginger, honey, turmeric.
All right.
Make that into a tea. That's a great thing for you.
Sounds delicious. I might have some tonight. What else, Doc?
So when people start saying, okay, what can I do? Or what's happening within my body that I need to actually eat different foods for, right? Why do I need to change? So if you get a, let's say we look at your lipid panel, or your provider just draws a lipid panel, sees that your cholesterol is a little elevated. What I would say is I want to see where that triglyceride level is for sure. But if your cholesterol is elevated and your triglycerides are elevated, if your HDL is lower and your LDL is higher, now all of a sudden we have a problem that could potentially occur. If you like to exercise induces heat. It induces breakdown. It induces oxidative stress. It's an oxidative stress activity. And that's okay, because when we do oxidative stress activities, we want our body, we're doing them because our body will recognize, hey, we're doing an oxidative stress activity. Now we need to combat that by producing antioxidant properties. One of the greatest antioxidant properties that our body produces, if it's working and functioning in a healthy way, is glutathione. Glutathione is built and created within the body. N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, some people may have heard of this, is a precursor to the development of glutathione. This is produced in the body and will reduce the likelihood of oxidative stress, the development of oxidative stress in the body. So it will combat that. But if you look at that and you say, okay, where is this produced? Well, it's produced mostly in the liver, but I have a liver that's challenged right now, and I can see that based on my lipid panel, and maybe some of the liver enzymes are off. Then we know, okay, your liver needs help. And even if you did go for a run, right, and you weren't supporting it with good nutrients that you're consuming, your liver is not supported enough on its own to actually produce the amount of glutathione that you need, because it's not getting the proper nutrients. So you have to get additional antioxidant, additional polyphenols, right? And additional amounts of the substances that you need that we've talked about today in order to combat that and to support the liver itself, okay? So what's going to happen with this type of dysfunction, when you have a low amount of your high density lipoprotein and a high amount of your low density lipoprotein, is your low density lipoprotein is really small, and it will embed itself into lesions. Like you get a sore in your mouth or in your gums, you can get that in your vessels too, in the wall of your vessels. And if you get one of these little fat molecules lodging into your vessel, it can cause hardening of the arteries. And none of us want hardening of the arteries. None of us want to have this oxidative process take place. That's the oxidation of that fatty molecule embedded in the wall of your artery. Okay. So we want to reverse that. The way for us to reverse that, this is why I'm telling you this, because it's important for us to know, why do we want to do this? Why do we want to consume these foods and these plants? Why is this important? We need to get these substances into our bodies to support our organs, to be able to reduce the capacity, the likelihood of oxidative stress, and therefore hardening of the arteries.
Makes sense. So eat this stuff.
Eat this stuff.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's it.
We just be mindful about the choices we consume. Give me one thing to eat today that'll improve my oxidative stress.
Well, I would go home, eat two things of fruit. Choose two fruit that you want to consume. Citrus would be great, right? Citrus would be a great thing to do. And then what I would do is I would choose two separate vegetables that you're going to consume today. Now, when we talk about what vegetables or what foods, I usually like to say when we're wanting to include all of these different compounds, choose a variety of different colors, because the different colors are a sign that they have unique compounds to them as well. Right? So use a variety of different colors of vegetables, different colors of fruits. And you'll find that just by following some simple, basic strategies of, okay, including more fruit and vegetables and having a multitude of colors that you're actually consuming, you're going to get all of these substances in your diet.
Boom. As they say.
Boom, as they say.
That was me filling some space from not pressing the right button.
Yeah, I was like, this is not going. Why is this not going?
Have you ever seen the Boom Goes the Dynamite clip?
No. Okay.
Well, if you know, you know.
I'm going to have to see it. Maybe they'll comment and let us know how much they love that.
If you made it this far, can you subscribe to the channel, please?
Yes.
Support us. We'll keep making podcasts to support you. And we'll make them better.
Yeah, we want to keep getting better, so we'll keep working on that.
Let's do it.
Let's do it to it.
Namaste.
Namaste.